T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Does one of these guys unseat Horse eventually? And is it going to be Steiny? Is he the odds-on favorite?
It could be as early as Monday, I'm thinking.
Steiny, say hello and give people an idea of the pipes that Ron talked about. Say hello, Ron and Joe. How are you gentlemen today?
Hello, Ron and Joe. How are you gentlemen today?
Oh, it's good.
Real good.
It's good. It's good.
Horse only dreams of pipes like that. Right, Ron? What is Horse doing today anyway? What do you think?
Probably getting ready for his game on tomorrow.
That's right.
Big game against Pine Richland, I believe.
He's got his Broncos jersey on. I bet he's sitting around the fire listening to the show like they used to do way back in the 1940s. Ron, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Joe. How about you? How's your rib?
Not good. I'm not going to golf for a while, but I'm doing well. I'm very excited about the football weekend. I'm excited that it's a beautiful day outside. I am excited about this giant vat of pumpkin spice mixed with Brazilian coffee in front of me. Ron, we're going to have a good day. Knock on wood.
I think so,
too. That could have been a curse.
We got
right?
a lot to talk about, man, including Connor Overton's debut with the Pirates being spoiled yesterday.
Why don't we lead with Connor Overton? Should we? He had a rough day, and the Pirates failed to swing. Did he?
Went three innings, I think three shutout innings.
He did?
And Shelty pinch hit for him.
He had a great day. Well, why did Shelty pinch hit for him?
I don't know. And they lose 1-0 late. And, you know, again, now, what is it, 0-14 on the sweeps?
I think. That's amazing.
Again, you know, but Connor Overton, I was so looking forward to a winning debut from him, and didn't work out.
If you took the Underton, you wound up good in that game, a 1-0
game.
I think so.
1-0.
All right, I'll present to you our first wager of the day, and we're going to go over-under on Steelers-Raiders with a lot of different categories. Will the Pirates sweep a series? Yes or no?
No. No way.
No way?
No way. Miami, then they have the Reds. Then they have the Phillies. Then they have the Reds. I think they have one against the Cubs. No. No, but they have to go 9-7 in the last 16 games to avoid 100 defeats.
Well, as always in baseball, you can chop it up into whatever little segment of the season you want. And, Ron, they're 6-3 in their last nine.
Yes,
how about that?
They are.
I'm going to make a prediction right here. Crow, Wilson, and Peters, and I may only know one of the first names from those three, are going to sweep Miami this weekend. You like it, Ron?
No, I don't.
I know.
I just don't like them to sweep. And, I you know, 9-7, you know, when you're 52 or whatever they are, 54-82.
92.
The chance, 92, I keep saying 82. The percentage chances of going 9-7 are not good.
I know.
That's
but they are 6-3 in their last nine.
No,
you can't ignore that.
They played a good game yesterday against a team that's fighting for a playoff spot.
The Cubs? Why are we talking about the Pirates, Ron?
I don't know. It was my fault because I brought up the dismay I felt about Connor Overton.
I knew. You texted me last night, said you couldn't sleep because of that. Why didn't you rip Shelty in a column saying how dare he take out Overton after three innings?
Well, like he said, that little girl next to him that called him Shelty probably was booing him when he
that was a great story. A girl goes up to Shelty, 11, 12 years old, during the game
calls
the other
him
day.
Shelty.
Yes, and then says, can I have a ball? And he says yes, and then she says, hey, I have a friend here. Can she have one too? I love the guts there.
And Shelty delivered.
That was great. All right, you know what? I had an opening six-pack, Ron.
Oh, I like those.
And that was one of them, a summer-ending six-pack. But you know what? That won't even count. That'll count as a little aside. Let's go from the top here with a summer. When is summer over, by the way?
The 28th, I want to say.
Oh, well, then it's not
really.
We got
a ways to go.
Yeah.
Little ways.
Can I still call it that? Do you mind?
It is summer.
Oh, my summer ending, I was going to call it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Late summer six pack.
Late summer. Or how about this? This is a little creative.
Yeah.
Pre-autumn.
But then you don't get the alliteration. I like the summer six, you know?
Okay. Let's do it.
Number one. Tom Brady asked if he could play till he's 50, is now saying yes, he does. Ron, How long is this guy going to play?
I don't know, Joe. I mean, he's already defied all the odds by what he's done and what he's doing.
How old is he? 45?
I think he's 44. I think he turns 45 here soon.
Do you find this more admirable or annoying that he's still around and good?
It's admirable because he's still producing. If he was just hanging on and playing, you know, like Peyton Manning did the last year, I would say it's very annoying. But he's still at a high level and still winning games.
Yes, I agree with all that, but there's something profoundly annoying, and I don't know what it is about him growing younger.
Oh, he looks younger all the time.
There's something weird about it. I was in that locker room. I guess it was after the AFC title game in 2017. Of course, he was 40 then, right? And something just seemed weird about him. He looked like he was in his 20s. How is he doing this, Ron? Is it the avocado ice cream?
He's found the fountain of youth. I don't know what. I mean, they put pictures of him when he's 25 versus now almost 45 side by side. He looks better now than he did then. He does. It's amazing.
I'm going to say this season, I think they win the Super Bowl this season. I think they keep him well protected. I think this will be his last great year. I'm not seeing him going 46, 47. I mean, it gets to be ridiculous at some point. Doesn't it?
I thought he said, he originally a couple of weeks ago said, I think he said he has 2 years left on his contract and that might be it.
I'll say that.
I think that might be
He did actually joke in this one about the 50 because someone said then Giselle might have a problem with that. And he said, yeah, probably the answer would be no then because of that.
You know, he's tempting fate too. You know, he's only had the one major injury, that knee injury in the first game, the 1 year where he missed the whole year. He's really tempting fate with concussions and everything else.
One hit.
Only takes one hit.
Yeah.
And you know what? Doesn't need the money. Doesn't need the fame. He's going to be successful whatever he does after football. Has Giselle and all her millions and millions. He doesn't need football to take that chance. But he still loves to play.
Are you jealous of him, Ron? Do you think a lot of people are?
Oh, my God. I think a lot of people are. Hell, yes. I think that's why people were hate him so much because they're jealous of him.
He's a 7-time Super Bowl champion who grows younger by the year and has a supermodel wife. That's pretty good.
That's
right?
Pretty good. That's a pretty good life.
You'd think. However, as good as Brady is, he's no Taylor Heineke. Did you see him last night?
What a performance, huh?
That
I
guy's
like
that good.
Washington football team.
So
I
do
like
I.
That defense. Why in the hell I picked Dallas to win that division?
I picked Washington as a wild card. Ron,
you?
You like that? I picked them as a wild card, the Eagles, to win that division. And, man, do I feel good. Although, the other side to that story is they barely beat the Giants and shouldn't have. They should be 0-2. Did you see Dexter Lawrence jump offside on that field goal?
You know,
getting absolutely shredded right now.
I picked Dallas to win. I don't like Dallas, and I don't like your Philly pick for that.
They all
either.
Stink. The whole division
you did
stinks.
Pick Washington to make the playoffs, and for some reason, I didn't. I think that Washington defense is really good, and I think Chase Young is going to be has a chance to be an defensive player.
He
of
does.
The year
they didn't look great last night, though. Daniel Jones shredded them.
Gave up a lot of points.
I don't know. They all stink.
Taylor Heineke.
He's good.
Was good.
How could he not have been the starter at the beginning of the season after what he did to Tampa in that playoff game?
Then they have Fitzmagic. Isn't that the guy?
Yeah. You know you're doomed when Fitzmagic or Andy Dalton is your guy.
Yeah.
Can Chicago just please, for the love of God, change quarterbacks, Ron?
And I think
everybody wants them to. You don't even have to be a Bears fan to do that. Just put the kid in and let him play.
Now I think Nagy, the coach, has become the odds-on favorite to be the first coach fired, so he better think about doing that pretty soon.
Either him or Aaron Judge from last night, Joe Judge. Is he getting destroyed in New York?
He's been ripped by his players and everything. It's just
destroyed.
Not a good situation for him.
NHL possibly looking at 100% vaccination to start the season. Maybe 99%. Bill Daly says around 99% of the league's players are expected to be vaccinated. Here's the deal with that. The NHLPA, the Players Association, this story out of The Athletic, strongly recommended that players receive vaccinations or potentially run the risk of not getting paid for missed games if they contract COVID-19 during the season. That's the Players Association basically saying, hey, if we're not vaccinated, take away our money. That's different.
It is different. And, I mean, teams have the right to do that. You know, a business can set its work rules, and you don't have to play.
But this is the players driving the train.
I mean, I get it, and I don't know if you even need the players' approval for that. I guess you probably do, but, you know, you don't have to get vaccinated, but if you want to work in our league, you have to get vaccinated.
Drew Doughty of the Kings says, we don't really talk about it much. Everyone just kind of says, yes, I'm going to get vaccinated. HBO's trailblazing series, Hard Knocks. I don't know that it's trailblazing anymore. I'm sorry, I read that. I cut and pasted a lead to a story. It's not trailblazing. It sucks.
It's like the Winter Classic in hockey. It's just overdone.
It's not
like it was when you first got behind the scenes.
Right.
And then you find out that the teams have editing
power. Yeah.
Power.
Right.
You're not going to see anything really spectacular. Todd Haley and Hugh Jackson were pretty good.
Might have been the last great thing on there because the Raiders series was awful and felt like it was...
It was all about big chess feet, wasn't it?
And John Gruden playing quarterback like Dick Butkus on that old Montour show. What was that show called, Ron? You remember when he was the coach at Montour for a year and they made a show about it?
I don't. I remember when it happened, but I don't remember the show.
Incredible. They're now moving in Hard Knocks to the regular season in November, premiering November 17th. The Colts have agreed to let Hard Knocks in during the season for a series. You like it?
Not especially. I won't be watching. I don't get HBO.
You don't?
I do not. I don't make Starkey money. I get the basic.
You can come over to my
basic cable package because I don't make Starkey money.
You watch AT&T Sportsnet? Do you watch Pittsburgh sporting events?
I get that on my basic cable, yes.
Well, there you go.
I get ESPN and ESPN2, and that's about it. I don't get any of the NBA, NFL, and MLB.network. I don't get them.
Well, I like this idea, and I think this is a natural place to extend this and try and make it more interesting because this was the worst one. It should have been great with the Cowboys. They've ceded too much control to the teams. It's become more of a fake TV show than an actual, you know, reality show with really good, you know, in-depth stuff in it. It's become a joke, really. But I am curious to see where it goes, and I can't believe that the Colts agreed to it. But there you go. And then I had the Pirates written down. We already talked about them, Ron. I think they're going to sweep the Marlins this weekend. I do. I think this is going to be their first sweep and only sweep of the season.
If they get this, then they have a real shot at not losing 100.
Ron, did you see where Mike Tomlin addressed the IC Light story with him and Bill Cowher and sort of altered the story a little bit? Did you see
two cans in there or what?
Well, you just gave away my radio tease for the next segment.
Oh, yes, we did. Still have time.
Unbelievable, Steiny. Can you believe this? We have an early glitch in the show.
I can't keep track of where you're going.
He ruined a perfect radio tease.
I can't keep track of where you're going. We still have a couple minutes left. I thought you were talking about it now.
What do you think, Steiny? We've gone off the rails early, or what's your appraisal so far of the first segment?
We'll get it back.
So we have gone off the rails.
Yes? A little bit.
All right, Ron, I'll tell that story now. In fact, are we going to hear Tomlin? Do we have that, Steiny? Not yet? All right, we'll do that later in the hour. Yes, he was on with Pat McAfee yesterday, Ron, and was asked about the can of Iron City beer that Cowher left in the fridge for him, and he held up two fingers and said, it's two cans, but he's still not drinking them. He's still not going to drink them. He said, some of my best friends in college were Pittsburgh boys, so I knew what IC Light was, and what a gesture by Cowher, he said, and he's decided never to drink it. He's going to leave it for the next man. And he said, I never envisioned those cans would be 15 years old. But that's the intention.
Who would have thought he'd still be here 15 years later? But I mean, didn't the story go that Cowher never really talked to him when the changing of the
car? He thought it was best, yeah.
He just said, you know.
Which is what Noel did with him.
But he left them those cans of IC Light. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that story. Coming up, we got a football game on Sunday, and I'm curious to know, with the NFL, with the Steelers in particular, if you're going, and tens of thousands will be going, what's the attraction to the live event in football compared to watching it at home, Ron, on television, with all the comforts of modern technology and the bathroom and the Beer, refrigerator,
right, refrigerator,
right
yep,
there.
Yep, yep. I don't know.
And red zone.
But yet I'm in Buffalo last Sunday, and those fans were incredible.
I think that's the
key.
Part
of a social, you're part of an event.
Where else can you tap into that kind of sort of group energy? Positive group energy, I should say. 412-928-9370. If you're inclined to go to the game, if you're more inclined these days to stay home and watch NFL football, why? Either way, would love to hear it. 412-928-9370. You can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit us at ShorkeyKia.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And the fan hotline is presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.